From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. Active COVID-19 cases on MU's campus have declined by 81% since September 5th, the Columbia Missourian reports. Last week, there was a 41.5% decrease in active COVID-19 cases in Boone County, according to a previous Missourian report. As of noon yesterday, MU's tracker shows 124 active student cases. MU's Director of Media Relations, Christian Basie, said that currently, 24 students who have tested positive for the virus are isolating in university-supported facilities. 46 more students who may have come in contact with infected students are also quarantining. Basie said no students are hospitalized, self-reported cases among faculty and staff remain low, and all contact tracing and case investigations are up to date. The university reports there's no evidence the virus is spreading in classrooms. Columbia City Council postponed a vote on a new contract with Bird Scooters for 6 months, the Columbia Missourian reports. City Councilor Pat Fowler proposed the council table the vote Monday night, saying the return of the scooters might hurt businesses. She added that making sure riders follow new rules might be too much while the city is also dealing with different social norms during the pandemic. The contract would have allowed Bird to deploy 500 scooters in the city. Bird would have had to pay a $10,000 fee and a $4 performance bond per scooter up front, plus a $2 surcharge for each scooter deployed each day. The city and MU would have split those proceeds. The council voted 4-3 to table the discussion until March. Absentee voting is now open for Missourians. Here is KBIA's DC Ben Incasa with a rundown of how absentee ballot requests and voting will work.
As clusters of people in voting lines could pose a risk for transmission of the coronavirus, absentee ballots could play a key factor in this year's election. Missouri voters must provide a reason for casting an absentee ballot. Acceptable reasons include absence on election day, being at risk for contracting the coronavirus, and religious belief or practice. Voters can also request an absentee ballot to be sent by mail by mailing a request or emailing your county clerk's office. A voter must provide a reason for casting an absentee ballot in their request. Cole County Clerk Steve Korsmeyer says his office is working to ensure Missourians receive help to get out and vote.
If you don't feel comfortable coming in, you can call ahead and we can have your ballot and stuff ready, and you can just come down to the curb and we'll walk two people out and vote you in the car if you're not capable of coming into the building.
The absentee ballot request period will be open until October 21st. From KBIA News, I'm DC Ben Incasa.
The mostly rural Boot Heel region of Missouri is seeing high numbers of confirmed cases of the coronavirus. But unlike many other hard-hit areas, the surge isn't tied to any particular place or demographic. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services shows that several southeast Missouri counties have some of the state's worst rates of confirmed cases per capita. McDonald County in southwestern Missouri saw a big outbreak this summer tied to meat plants. The county now has a rate of 4,545 cases per 100,000 people. Perry County is a close second with 3,055 cases per 100,000 people. I'm Jane Matherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.